You guys, welcome to Make It Make Sense. We are your hosts. My name is Sheba.
And your girl, Niche. And here on Make It Make Sense, we are going to be discussing self-help.
We're going to definitely go over some current events that's happening.
We're going to address mental health issues as well.
You guys, we got a new segment that we're going to bring in this season. It's going to be world news.
And we're also going to tackle some general topics.
Make sure you stay tuned for the dope special guest that we're going to bring in along the way as well. Strap in. Make sure that you stay tuned for the topic, guys. You're tuning in to Make It Make Sense. You're tuning in to make it make sense. You're here.
Okay.
We're here.
Let's go. All right.
Let's get it.
Hello, hello, babies. Thank you guys for tuning back in to another one of Make It Make Sense. This is Sheba on the mic along with Miss Nisha. And you guys, we appreciate you for joining us another week. Hopefully your day has been super bomb. It's been super chill for us, laid back. It's a long night for us because if you don't know, we record more than one show. So we've been kicking it for a minute. All right. And I'm going to open the floor up for her, Miss Nisha, and kind of let us know what you're getting into today. How's it been going?
It's been pretty good for me. Pretty eventful day. I am still not feeling well, but outside of that, you know,
boogoo. She can't stand it. And everybody, look.
I hate it. It's like your mom calling you your
name. For real. Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
All right, you guys. So I would say a pretty eventful show today. This is going to be the topic is going to be list chat. You guys know we kind of come every month with current events, just current events that are happening, whatever's trending, what's ever in the news, or just general topics that's on our mind. But first, we're going to start it off with some news, okay? Now, what I want to kind of go to, the Golden Globes are out right now, that's coming up, but I want to kind of jump into Proud Boys. Now, if you guys didn't know what the Proud Boys were, they are kind of like this separate far-right group, terrorist-type entity group, extremist. I was first introduced or knew who they were during the debate last October, September time. Mr. Trump, former President Trump, kind of gave them a shout-out in so many words in the debate. But what is in the news for them is Canada. Canada labels far-right group a terrorist entity, okay? And why is this big? It's because the founder is from Canada. One of the co-founders of this particular extremist group is from Canada, and they are from this particular company called Vice Media. Now, Vice has since worked to, of course, distance themselves from Mr. McClain's, which is a very, very proud member of the Proud Boys. But the group is all male, you guys. Okay, this is an all-male anti-immigrant group. They have a history of violent political confrontations. The main one here recently has been their pivotal role in the riots in Capitol. They were part of that, okay? That was the group that was a part of that. And so Canada has pretty much just said, nope, we won't want nothing to do with that. They've also, disowned quite a different things that kind of come along with that. But I just thought that was an interesting topic that now no one wants to be a part of that. Side note from that, if anybody is keeping in contact with or keeping up with the news about how this riot went and how people are being prosecuted, if they're being prosecuted. Some of them are not, but some of the major ones are definitely being prosecuted, which I can't say that I'm rooting for it, but I think it's due. I think it's important for them to, whoever was involved, to kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Consequences. There's consequences for everything. You know what I'm saying? And I really believe that a lot of these people didn't feel like it was going to be consequences for their actions. What you believe and what your opinions are yours. No one is saying that you have to believe what everyone else is believing or any of that, but your actions is another thing, you know. So the Black Lives Movement, so many other different movements that was out there, because it was more than Black Lives Movement. There were Native Americans out there that were doing their movements and getting people out there to vote. There were so many different movements that helped make this election what it was. But just for example, that particular Black Lives Movement, if we would have protests in that particular manner, I believe if no one had died, then I believe we would have all been prosecuted and locked up at this time. We wouldn't have left, because you guys know most of those left the premises casually kicking it. You know, it just would have been a different situation. So I think it's important for you to just for them to have to reap those consequences. This is not about opinion. This is about right and wrong. This is about moral. So I just had to kind of bring that particular story up about them. I will kind of keep that, you know, I'll keep up on that as well, and kind of let you guys know any updates for that. Okay. So I wanted to do a story. You guys, I told you beginning of the season I was going to try to do like a it's a fact type thing where we give you a fact, or we may mix it up with story time. Let me explain is what it's called, where I give you a story. So I'm going to give you this story. I know I haven't done this story, but it's something that Nisha and I have talked about before. Or have we talked about it? Maybe we haven't. I don't know. But this is a quick story about something that happened in my life, okay, before we hit the current events. So listen, I get home. I don't know. I went somewhere. I get home from the restaurant and I have food from Jack's or something like that. And I bring drinks in from Jack's and there's Cokes, right? I put the Cokes in the refrigerator. Time goes by. She's so stupid. Time goes by. And my son comes to me. He's like, hey, he's like, Mom, can I have some Coke? I was like, yeah, get the Coke. You can have the Coke. You guys, and something tells me just stand there. Something says stand there and watch it. So he gets the Cokes at the like the Cokes are not in the refrigerator. Let me take that back. The Cokes are already on the counter, right? So he gets the Coke, and I'm just talking to him. We're just casually talking, and I'm waiting for him to put the straw in the Coke and drink this Coke. My son continues to pull the top off of the Coke and pour it down the sink. And you guys, my face is speechless. I'm like, is this a dumb moment? Like, what? I say nothing though, because I'm like, maybe it's me. He's pouring the sink, the cup down the drink, and he's talking to me like, hey, Mom, this is what happened at school. And they was like, whoop, whoop, whoop. And I was like, whoop, whoop, whoop. And I'm just looking at him like, but you pouring down the sink what you want. And there's two drinks. So he goes to get the second one. And at this time, I'm a little teed off. I ain't happy, cause I'm like, what the hell are you doing? He goes to get the second one, and he's pouring inside. I was like, hey, wait. He's like, what's up? By this time, he's already poured out both of these drinks, you guys. He proceeds to go to the refrigerator. If you think this is dumb, it really is dumb. Yes, he poured down the sink the Coke that he asked for. He proceeds to go to the refrigerator, and in the refrigerator, I have Coke Zeros, which is what I drink for my diet, right? And he pops open one of my Coke Zeros, which he knows not to open. Everybody knows these are off limits. These are mine. I was like, I ain't gonna say what I said. I said, "Ann, word, are you for real?" I was like, dude, he was like, what? What? I was like, you just asked me for a coat, right? He's like, yeah, I asked you for. I said, dude, you just sat there and poured two fresh Cokes down the drain to get a Diet Coke. A Diet Coke out the refrigerator. He was like, oh, look, that's all he gave me. That was the only explanation. The only look at me flapping. Because if y'all could have seen me then, I was like, So anyway, moral of that story is get your life, man. Get your life together, people. For my son, get your life together, man.
What she didn't say is that she done been forcing this boy on a diet, so he probably pulled them things down to please her. Like, mama, look,
right,
I ain't for the drink.
Right.
The diet. That's what that was. Okay.
But girl, we went on and we weren't communicating. He just, I'm looking at him pour money down his drink. That's what I'm looking at. Look at all this money. Girl, I'm like, Chris, you know how everybody hates Chris and his daddy was on money. That's 15 cent electricity. That's me. That is me in the house, for real. I'm like, this nigga throwing 12 cents down the thing. He'll go 14 cents down the drink. Girl, I was losing it. And I said, the thing was, you guys, I could see where there's miscommunication because he is, I do have him watch what he eats. But I brought in food, right? You guys, listen, he had a combo. And there's a drink that comes with your combo, right? Right? He poured down that drink.
You confused. I'm going to blame it on you. You confused that boy. She come here talking about you gotta watch what you eat, then go buy some food out.
Girl.
Like, well, can
but
I
you know what? If he never can drink my Coke, why would he think there's two Cokes right here? Like, girl, anyway, I'd be on this a whole nother 30 minutes, you guys. I'm not gonna do it. That's a part of my life. That's the stuff I handle. That's the stuff I deal with. Man, I was gonna give you the garage story. But because we done talked about it so much, I'll wait for the next one. We'll say that laugh because that's me. That's all my slow behind. That's my slow ass.
Y'all, when y'all hear that.
And she's a part of this. And she was, and look, the one thing that always sticks out to me with this, when that happened was me hearing her on the phone, because I can't tell you what happened, but I hear her say, "Are you falling?" as is happening anyway, because I can't keep secrets, yeah. And I want to tell you, I'm gonna stop.
Right. Yeah.
I'll do it another one. So anyway, listen, let's chat, man. Dun, dun, dun. Since we started on the chat, let's go and get it in. Current events for today. I'm gonna let you start because I've been talking. What's on your mind? What's current?
Well, I ain't gonna say this is from today, but if you have not heard, so Wendy Williams has a biopic out.
I haven't heard.
Okay, but anyway, she has a biopic out. I believe it's on Lifetime right now. And a lot of people...
So it's out.
Oh, it's out. Yeah, it's definitely out. A lot of people are upset about it.
Why?
Just a couple things that happened. She went on the radio. So, okay, let me back up. So for promo of this biopic, she has been doing a lot of radio shows and just talking about certain.
Right.
So she goes on this radio show and talks about, she says that she slept with Method Man back in her Coke days. Mind you, this man is happily married. Like, he's been married to his wife for a good little minute.
Mm.
So the wife come with the clap back.
Of course.
Like, don't do that. She kept it very cool, but she was upset because she said that this had been going on for years, like with Wendy talking about whatever had happened between her and Method Man or whatever the case. And it was just a...
Did it happen while they were together? Early marriage day?
That is the thing. I haven't watched it, so I can't tell you what degree that happened, but something happened because the wife came back with the clapback super quick. Like,
I gotta watch it then. But I think it's gonna be interesting anyway.
Yeah,
I believe her thing was gonna be interesting.
And then it was an issue with her brother. They weren't speaking because I guess the dad died or somebody died, and she
didn't. Did he die?
Yeah, she didn't go to the funeral, and the brother tweeted. So yeah, it seems like
She's had her dad and her mom on the show like within the last 3 years. So why she didn't? And it seemed like they were close. So why? You know what? I hate speculating on people's lives because it could be so far. Left, you don't know
people that I despise because I had to or something. So yeah,
right. Ooh, I bet you that's juicy and messy and drama. Yeah, that's a good film.
Watch that as soon as I drop my kids off to school.
You'll have to. I didn't know she had one. I'm really behind on it because I do try to catch Wendy every now, maybe like once or twice a month. I used to be a regular, but I don't. I gotta catch it. Since let me start with that. Since we're already on that, Salt and Pepper. You guys know first rap duo female group back in the day. Really just pioneers, trendsetters before women or what they are now. They have their own bio coming out, or that came out 2 weeks ago on Lifetime as well. And I have not seen it, although I do want to see it. I did see an interview with both of them kind of giving their description of what happened. Now Salt, she said she there was certain things that she just didn't divulge in that movie about her past with her family and stuff like that. But you know, Pepper is a little bit more of an open book, you know, so you can definitely kind of expect to see that in there. So I'm very much ready to see that. Have you seen it?
No, I have not seen it.
I want to see it, but you know what? This is the reason I brought it up. Spinderella, you know, Spinderella is the DJ that came in later. She was not with them initially. She came in later. She was the DJ, and then it was Salt and Pepper and Spinderella. Okay, so you know they're in their own feud right now. She has sued them, the group, over quite a few different charges, not getting the recognition that she feels like she should get and things like that. But she is not in this bio movie and Lifetime. And so I seen an interview with her the other day. And who was it with? Let me go back and see if I did it. I don't know, but she did an interview with this gentleman, and he was asking her how she felt about not being in it. Now, when it came to that question, she wasn't so much, she said she wasn't so much as offended about not being in the film as opposed to everything else that has come with the lawsuit and, you know, their friendship and their history and the group, you know, everything that comes along with that. I do know when I seen Salt and Pepper on interview with Hot 97, they were like, when they brought up Spinderella, they was like, you know what, they want to charge us $50,000 anytime we bring up her name. So there's only so much we can even say about that at this time. But my question for that is, Spinderella said that she's dealt with a lot of depression. She's dealt with a lot of anger. She's dealt with a lot of self-esteem issues, also to the point where it interrupt or interfere with her romantic relationship, whoever she's involved with, to where, you know, it has been a problem. So my question for that is, have you ever been in a situation where you and someone close in your life, and I don't want to say like a relationship, I mean like more of a friendship, that friendship for whatever reason didn't work. It was a breakup for whatever reason. If you've been through it, what was your coping mechanism for that? Because that's pretty much what it is. They were tight. I'm sure it was more than just them working together, you know, and then all of a sudden, because this just blowed up within the last 5 to 6 years. So that's almost 25, 30 years of them being cool and then her feelings that she's probably had for years just kind of manifested to what it is now, and it is what it is. So what would have you been in a situation like that where you were with someone, a friendship, and that friendship is no longer there, and how did you cope with it?
I went through that a lot within the last year. How did I cope with that? I just, first of all, for me, I'm a thinker. So even though we fell out at that moment, I'm sitting up here like, okay, can this be reconciled? Like, can we?
Right.
So I'm thinking about that, and then I might have tried to reach out if I thought that it was workable, and after the reach out, if I didn't get anywhere with that, then I kind of accepted shit for what it was. Like, I'm okay with growing, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes, even though you love a person a lot, you'll probably always love them. Sometimes everybody just can't go. That's the reality.
Right. Sometimes it's a season. Sometimes people are in your life for that season. Just to be completely honest, transparent, all that good stuff. Now, Nisha and I have known each other for about six, almost 7 years now. Actually, it's been about seven, closer to seven than the six. And the dynamics of our relationship early on were different from what they are now. Okay, going into that is irrelevant. We don't need to do that. But her and I had an issue last week, and I wouldn't say it was an issue, but it was a disagreement. We didn't see eye to eye. And it was a big disagreement, it was literally like after a show. So we're being super transparent with you guys. We had definitely just did a show. There was no issues with the show. Definitely didn't see it coming. I didn't see it coming. It wasn't planned. It happened. It was something that was resolved after about an hour and a half of talking. It was about an hour and a half of arguing and then everybody settling and it actually expressing what they feel on each end and listening. The first thing, what stood out to me that she told me was you're over talking me. Like I listen to you and you're over talking me. Now that's not the first time someone has told me that. And so when she said that, it was a trigger for me to be quiet because, you know, I'm big on trying to be the best version of myself that I can be. I always tell people I don't just say that. Like, I'm really about that life, you guys. So I have no problems apologizing if I'm wrong. Sometimes I don't have a problem apologizing if I ain't wrong. I don't have a problem with that at all. But that was that trigger that made me stop and just listen. Because I wasn't listening, I was talking, and so the whole point of saying that was, if everybody can be accountable, yeah. that's the thing. Because everybody has their own point of view, you got to be able to first sit down and listen to that other person's point of view. If you're not willing to do that, then you're not going to see eye to eye. But if you got history with somebody, you guys, if you've known somebody for a while, you should be able to work something out unless they're just toxic for you. Like if they're not good for you, if they're not helping you grow, they're just not growing. That's a different situation. But if you've known somebody for a while and you guys have had a friendship, then that means it should mean something to you. So in that point, just from my point of view, I had to tell her, like, I'm sorry. It didn't matter for me at that point. It didn't matter what point I was trying to get across. It was do better. It really was that. It was a do better. You're older. And I already know some of the things that she deals with. And I already know some of her triggers. So therefore, I've always said to people, if you know the words that you say have a lot of weight to somebody in their life, like, you know, you're important to somebody, right? Whether that be a mother to daughter, a brother to sister, whatever, friend to friend. But if you know your words carry a lot of weight with someone, then be mindful of what you say, because that's going to affect them well beyond what you say. It's going to affect them if it's negative or positive. It could affect them in whatever way. So at that point, it was me taking accountability where I should, because I know what the deal is, I could have addressed it differently and I didn't have to respond off of what I saw. You know what I'm saying? I was responding off of a response. You know what I'm saying? So therefore it got out of hand, but at the end of the day, and by the end of the conversation, it was all good. And so that was the only reason I brought that up, you know, today, was because if it's worth fighting for, fight for it. If it ain't, it is what it is. But if it's worth having that, then try to figure out what it is and don't wait. You know how they tell you when you married and you're in a relationship with somebody, don't go to bed mad, angry, because you're not guaranteed that next morning. Like, you're not guaranteed to see that person the next day. So try to, and that's a hard thing to do, but that's maturity. That's growth. That is being grown as hell. If you can sit there and be like, in the midst of your feelings, in the midst of all of that that's going on, and you try to fix that, the next day we were working out. And I haven't thought about it now. I thought about it that night and the next day, because I told her, let me bring that up really quick.
I was like, why are we talking about it? Like,
you remember I told you about Rihanna? Tell them what I said about Riri. What I said.
Girl, what did you say?
Because we did a black card revoke. And one of the questions was, if you was going to a fight, who would you take to the fight? It was Rihanna, it was Cardi
Cardi,
B,
Megan.
Megan Thee Stallion, and somebody else. I pick Cardi B ratchetness. I was like, I know we're gonna get it popping. Boom, 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 boom. After all of this was said and done, and she picked Rihanna, by the way, for that. She was like, Rihanna is that silent chick. Like, she gonna get it done, but it ain't gonna be silent and we ain't gonna go to jail. That was her pick. So after everything was said and done, the next day I came to her. I said, girl, I thought about my actions. I just wasn't proud of my actions because it's just me. But I even went back and changed my answer. I didn't know if she was gonna know what I was talking about because the show was a minute ago. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, I chose Rihanna, girl. I can't do Cardi. Cardi and me be locked up. So
Laughed. She didn't. When she brought it up, she was like, "I gotta tell them I changed my answer."
yeah, and that's what I'm telling you guys. I changed my answer to the more subtle Rihanna, do better. All right, let's move on, you guys. I just had to throw that out there. What you got next, Ma?
So if you're familiar, she probably ain't. But if you are familiar,
Did y'all catch that shame? I caught it.
with the song that had all the kids going crazy, the Whip Nae Nae by Salento, I think that's how you say his name. Pretty much that was his one song that was super popular, and it went, it's over with.
Now watch me whip.
Right,
Now watch me. Yeah. I was on the go. I know the dance. Good man, my son had a routine of that. Come on, no, don't sleep on me.
So he was just arrested. They did an investigation. They are charging him with the murder of his cousin. Yes. They did not give a lot of
What?
details, but the child, the drama, like what you had to be going through to murder your cousin, like it had to be kind of deep. So yeah,
Wow.
he was just arrested. They did a whole investigation and everything, and they have arrested him.
Old is he? Is he he's young, right?
Yeah, he's definitely younger. I don't know how old he is, but we,
But so like he gone gone.
yeah, I mean,
This
pending,
is life changing. Look, what's the word? What's the word we say? Allegedly.
alleged,
Allegedly.
yes,
Right,
because we don't want to be fooled.
right,
He's 23, y'all. He was born in 1998.
right. Oh, he's super young. He's a baby. Shout out to him and prayers for him since we don't really know what's going on with that. But man, that's an awkward family though. On that note, I wasn't even trying to talk about this, but you know, Sweetie Pies. Sweetie Pie, you know the issue with her son?
I heard a little bit about it.
He locked up today. He gone bye-bye. Bye-bye, allegedly for arranging the murder of his mother's was it nephew or grandson?
I believe it was the nephew.
Nephew. So it was his sister. So it was his sister, you know, and the boy is dead, but he's being accused of arranging that murder for being the beneficiary of a life of a you know what I mean? What I mean?
Like the policy, like
Of
a
a life of a policy. My thing is, why would my cousin be my beneficiary on my policy unless you just took that policy out on me? I don't know if he took it out and forged it or how that went because I don't have a cousin. I ain't got extended family like that that's beneficiaries for me. It's simply mom, dad, kids, hubby. That's just what it is. So I was just blown away because you know what? Sweetie Pie's been out for a minute. They got popular. They've been out for a minute. I seen him with the high booty. You know, he had the big old booty. He had a big old booty for a man and huge arms. But I didn't know. I didn't know that he was locked up before. Had a criminal record before. Had been in prison before.
That either.
Right, he had a record before then, which doesn't mean or make or break him. The whole point is, just watching the show, you wouldn't know that, right? You know, he ended up leaving hers and going to his own show to Houston, and kind of piggybacking being manager there. But I didn't know he had this past, because they brought that up to kind of signify how he's involved in this today. That's crazy. I just thought about that because you brought that story up. That is crazy, man. Okay. So Mariah Carey, everybody know who Mariah Carey is, okay? Even though she's older, right? She may not be in her prime like she was, but Mariah Carey is being sued by her sister, Allison, over her book. So if you do not know, Mariah Carey released a bio book back in September of last year, and Allison, her sister, I want to say is about 8 years older than her, but she is suing her for $1.2 million for emotional distress, which she said was caused by the remarks that Mariah put in her memoir. So this is the thing. In a nutshell, Mariah said they shared good moments in their upbringing, but she accused her sister of. Let me get it right. Let me get it right. She believed she was at risk of being pimped by her sister. She explained, right? So at the age of 12, she said at age of 12, she claimed she was tricked into spending the night alone with her sister's boyfriend. And she said her sister dealt with drugs and things of that nature, quite a few different things at that time. But she said Allison, which is her name of her sister, by the way, Allison dropped in and out of her life throughout her, and she dealt with teenage pregnancy. This is a sister, drug dependency, and also suicidal thoughts. This was the sister. But one of the things that she proclaimed was that she tried to run a prostitution. Well, her and her boyfriend ran a prostitution ring, but it's that she tried to pimp out her sister, Mariah, to her boyfriend, and she was knowing of it. That was one of the things that she claimed for her sister, and along with other things. Okay, so the sister is suing her for that and the emotional distress because she said it was meant to humiliate and embarrass her. So, on to that. Could you see your sister? Let's just say you got to that point one day, right? Which I believe that you could. Let's just say you got to a point where people knew Nisha for, Nisha, and you got your family members, and you know your family. We know our families. And so let's just say your sister wanted to come out and just put some stuff out there that just was not true, whatever it was. How would you feel about that? Or if you said something happened and she didn't back you up and say that it happened, what's your feelings on something like that?
See, the thing is, people get to, making money and being famous and everything like that, and they forget, or I feel like they forget boundaries. Okay. I don't care what the disagreement is about, certain things is not for the public. You know, like Salt said, she kept a lot of stuff out because of her family. We might not be speaking, but loyalty, dog. I don't care what the case is. If it happened and I know about it, I don't know about it. Like, especially in that arena, and you famous like that. So you know people gonna buy it because of who you are. So now everybody got this bad pitch, like that's your sister. I would beat my ass in private. I'm not, we not finna talk like that's just where I'm at with it. It just ain't gonna be
Yeah, that's disappointing because, but money, man, is something. But at the same time, I have to look at it from both ways. If I was Allison and you put my business out there, whether it was true or false, I'm offended. I'm offended. Okay. My question to Mariah is, why do you feel, I know this is a bio, but who tells everything that has happened in their life? Nobody. No one knows everything that has happened to our lives. Some things that on, there's only things that only we and our creator knows, if you believe in a creator. If you don't, it's just you. There's some things that you've done that no one knows but you, right? So I don't understand why that couldn't be held, unless you think that's so significant to how the woman that you are today, where you needed to put that in. I just don't understand it, but I have to agree with Nisha on that, where there's people in my life that I don't associate with to this day, but I would never go back and tell the things that we did, together. It's not just them. It's just we did together because there's an underlying loyalty there. And then that, you know, I pick people that I feel are about the same because I've never had that issue, even though we may not, you know, it's just one of those, like we can fall out tomorrow, but just know what we've talked about is what we've talked about. I don't care what kind of money I make or you make, you don't have to worry about that, you know. But yeah, I think that was a shady move to put your family's business out there, you know. Yeah, so yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't like that at all. But everyone, to each his own. She saw nothing wrong with it. At some, she felt like it was important. But I think some things are left to be unsaid if it's not for the immediate family. You got anything else, Mom?
Nope. That was it for me.
That's it for me, man. You guys, we could go on all day for that, for these, because there is a couple other stories out. Wait, shout out really quick to one of the girlfriends in my mind, but also one of my favorite singers ever, Jasmine Sullivan, is going to be singing the duet with what's his name? Don't let me lie. I'm gonna come back to it. Eric, country singer Eric, come Super Bowl on Sunday. They're going to be singing the Star Spangled Banner together. I think it's going to be super dope because he's a great singer as well in his genre of music. But yes, Jasmine Sullivan, she's finally, what is his name? I wrote it down. Eric Church is his name. Between the both of them, they're double-digit Grammy-nominated artists. Jasmine Sullivan has had 12, I believe. Yes, 12 Grammy nominations. She's never been selected to win either of those. And he has had 10 of them. But he did not even know who Jasmine was until he saw her sing live. Did you see her sing live on Jimmy Fennel? She sang live on one of the late night shows, the other, I believe Jimmy show. And I think that's what introduced her to the world. Black people knew her. Okay. Was very well known between Black people, but the world got to see Jasmine, and she did an amazing, amazing job. And her voice has grown as an artist, and she just killed it. She's one of those singers where she doesn't even look like she's singing. There's not a lot of effort into it. It just is what it is. And she's definitely one of the best, not just of our time, she's just all the time. Her last album in 2015 was probably better than the one that she's out now, but she's getting recognized for this one. It just hit number 4 on the billboards for all genre music. She hit that just a couple weeks ago. So I'm super, super proud that she's getting her due justice. The guy that she's singing with gave her so much props because when he actually heard her, he was like, man, she's a blower. Like the best one. He called her the best singer he has heard. So I'm very, very proud of Jasmine Sullivan. Catch that on Super Bowl. They're going to be singing the Star Spangled Banner together. So I'm excited about that for her. And it's about time for her to get it. Okay. I remember really quick where everybody was on Adele's bandwagon because she was supposed to be the soulful singer and this, that, and the other. And I was just like, we've had people like that for a very long time. Okay. That just don't get that due. And Jasmine was one of those, because there's more than Jasmine, but she was one of those that, you know, had that sound that was taken away from. Okay. So very proud of that. Other than that, that's it for me, you guys. We appreciate you. We appreciate you so much for joining in. Until the next time, of course, you know, Nisha is going to be with you guys tomorrow. No, in 2 days, I'm sorry. On Friday, she's going to be with you. So you guys, make sure that you be kind. You and your families be a blessing to someone if you can. And you guys stay blessed as well. Until the next time, we are out. Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Make It Make Sense.
You guys, make sure that you support us. Subscribe to the channel. Make sure that you share this with everybody that you know as well.
And if this is your first time checking in with us, we want to welcome you. If you've been here before, we want to thank you for being loyal to us and for coming back.
We are out, guys. Until the next time, stay blessed. Be a blessing. Peace.